on books from NPR Berlin, made possible in part by Shakespeare and Sons, I'm Hannah Komonitzik. It is a familiar fear of being anywhere at all, of committing to the decision to stay in one place. Paul, the former teacher struggling with depression, thinks his initial word to himself in the story War's End. He comes to terms with his disease after a change of location. In a sleepy Scottish seaside town, he meets an elderly lady who is taking care of a fatally ill grandson. Then, finally, he makes a decision he has been dreading for a long time, to let go. Adam Hazlett's Pulitzer Prize-nominated debut, You Are Not a Stranger Here, still seems relevant almost 15 years after its publication. His collection of 9 short stories is as much about people as it is about places, or rather the feeling of displacement. There's 25-year-old closeted homosexual James, who has no one to turn to when he faces the final stages of AIDS, except for his dead father and an unknown girl he meets at a London restaurant. It is heavy stuff we are dealing with. At times, Hazlett's very different protagonists share so much of their struggles, it's almost unbearable. You're Not a Stranger Here is a guidebook for all those who have suffered loss. Intimate, intense, and always with a slightly humorous undertone, Hazlett manages to bring across a warmth that can only come from one who has felt misplaced before. Gently, he reminds us, you are not a stranger here, not in Berlin or any place else. Just like Hazlett himself, a fellow at the American Academy in the fall of 2011. For NPR Berlin, I'm Hannah Komonitzik.